Can you use this pay collocation, animal idiom, and cell phone phrasal verb correctly? Hello and welcome to episode 74 of the English Language Test Preparation Radio Podcast, a preview of Vocabulary Report number 9. I'm Professor Nguyen, a CELTA certified English instructor for more than 14 years, helping candidates just like you to maximize their scores on the TOEFL, TOEIC, IELTS, or PTE exams. I host this podcast and the EnglishLanguageTestPrep.com blog dedicated to helping you to strengthen your English test skills and word power so you're ready for the big exam day. Each vocabulary report covers collocations, idioms, phrasal verbs, and less common vocabulary terms, as well as the proverb. These short expressions that give advice about life in general. As you know, a sharp vocabulary helps you in all four parts of the IELTS, TOEFL, PTE, and TOEIC exams. Subscribe to my Exam English Substack at bit.ly/examesub right now for all the free vocabulary posts throughout the week. I encourage you to become a premium subscriber as well, so you could access the full vocabulary report. My premium subscribers, please access the full report now at bit.ly/EEVR009. Let's get started with your free preview of vocabulary report number 9 to increase your word power. We begin with our inspirational quote of the week. Don't quit. Suffer now and live the rest of your life a champion. So said former boxing champion Muhammad Ali. Now, here is a preview of your lesson today. You and I explore the following terms. The vocabulary term, eerie. The pay collocation, pay a compliment, the animal idiom, cash cow, and the cell phone phrasal verb, to run out of. The less common vocabulary term which will help you to increase your score on these exams is eerie. Of any strange or uneasy feeling. Example, no one wanted to walk by the old Hampton house because of the eerie feeling that came from it. The pay collocation, pay a compliment, a verb plus noun collocation, meaning to praise someone. Example, Marta paid Tim a compliment for his hard work and dedication after only a week at his job. The animal idiom, cash cow, meaning a company's main product that makes a lot of money. Example, the iPhone is the cash cow for Apple. And to top it off, the phrasal verb run out of, meaning to use or to consume all of something. And this is an inseparable phrasal verb, so all three words must appear together in your sentence. Remember, this is one of the things about learning the phrasal verbs. And in your vocabulary report, you always learn whether it's inseparable or separable. Example, Rod ran out of cell phone and had to quickly call for help. In conclusion, that's your preview of vocabulary report number 9, a product from English Language Test Prep to help you strengthen your word power before you take the TOEFL, IELTS, TOEIC, or PTE exams. Learn more vocabulary words, collocations, idioms, and phrasal verbs, as well as that proverb to boost your exam score. My premium subscribers, please access the full report now at bit.ly /EEVR009. I look forward to providing you with a valuable vocabulary lesson every other Thursday. In the meantime, why not join my vocabulary email blog to boost your word power? Simply go to bit.ly/vocab email. Good luck studying for the exam for the highest score possible. I'm Professor Wendy.